Here, Czech politicians are no doubt at an unusually low ebb at the moment in terms of popularity with the public. So a new proposal to have the generous payments received by Czech parties from the state as part of overall belt tightening might appear to be a winning move. The only problem is the parties themselves. Almost all of them are against the idea of a steep cut in their state funding. Chris Johnstone has the story.
The proposal to halve state payments to the political parties has, ironically, come from one of the parties themselves. The newly created Top 09 party says they should share in the overall cost-cutting and public spending savings. Leading Top 09 figure and former finance minister Miroslav Kalousek outlined his party's proposal at a news conference on Tuesday. He wants state payments to parties halved almost immediately and continuing for the next 3 years. He estimates the move could save the state around £1 billion. Mr. Kalousek argues that the parties would have ample time to adapt their spending accordingly, including for lower house elections in the middle of next year, if the move takes place now. And he wants to table the proposal in the lower house of parliament separately from the ongoing round of haggling over spending cuts and tax-raising measures for the 2010 state budget. But so far, the reception for the idea from other political parties appears cool, to say the least. Top 09 said on Tuesday that it had not so far received backing from any other political party. That would be vital to push such a proposal through Parliament, given its handful of members in the lower house. That's hardly surprising. As a newly created party with no election history behind it, Top 09 stands out from other Czech parties. It is reliant on donations rather than state funding. Former Foreign Minister and party leader Karol Schwarzenberg stressed on Tuesday that the party's funding is broad-based and transparent.
If you click on the internet, you will see all our donors. We publish everybody with his full name, and so you can see everybody who is giving us something. And thank God there are quite a lot of people in the Czech Republic who support us and give some amount of money, which of course, because they're not the big companies, but there are smaller entrepreneurs, some just private persons, and some I know who aren't as rich as that, and still they give for their position a considerable amount of money. So I'm really impressed by the donors.
For the bigger, long-established parties, state payments are vital to their survival. The Czech system of political financing makes annual payments to parties on the basis of every vote they get in elections to the lower house, Senate, regional and European elections, as long as their total support is over a certain low percentage threshold. In addition, they get other payments based on the number of seats they have in everything except the European Parliament. And finally, they are given payments to help finance election campaigns to the lower house and European Parliament. It's estimated that the right-of-centre Civic Democrats altogether received around £200 million in 2008, with the left-wing Social Democrats getting around £130 million. Mr. Schwarzenberg admits the current party financing system has been largely devised to suit the parties themselves, and they will not be keen to change it.
Of course, parties always arrange the system more or less to their own image. And I could, of course, imagine a better system, but I doubt that it would be possible to push it through the parliament.
The established parties seem reluctant to change a system that has served them well. What is more, they are currently in relatively poor financial shape after launching campaigns for October lower house elections, which have now been postponed until next year. The Social Democrats alone have said the postponement cost them around £100 million. So, if it ever comes to a vote, the Top 09 proposal for, albeit temporarily, cuts in party funding does not look like finding favour with its main beneficiaries.
Thank you for that report, Chris Johnstone.